Hi everyone, this is Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Anne LaSchrader, who wrote and directed The Park Bench, a love story between two opposites who find each other on a park bench. Hi Anne, so good to talk to you.
Hi, thank you. You too.
I love The Park Bench. You really did so much to make one location very creative. I mean, it's amazing what you did with just this one place. Did you come up with the idea based on the location, or just tell me, how did you get started when you sat down to write?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't first the park bench at first. I mean, it was really just the idea of two people, sort of, what kind of relationship can I put them in? You know, or what could we use as a sort of kind of forced relationship, you know, where they're, you know, sort of forced to meet. And I thought, oh, great, okay, this is, I know, a tutor and her student. And oh, it would be great if it were English American Lit, because then there's just so much to talk about and you sort of can't help but reveal yourself through that. So all of those things sort of came to me first. And then I thought, now where should they be? Like the library, you know? I mean, I went through things, like typical things where people go. And then I thought, oh, it'd be great if it was like, it didn't have anything to do with a college campus or anything. And so then I thought it was park bench. And little by little, like the park bench became like this major sort of character in the movie, sort of. I mean, that was just, so it wasn't the beginning, but once I sort of glommed on to the idea that they would be there, then it sort of became this, you know, sort of whole entity, this whole little, this very sort of what I hoped would be a kind of their space and their place.
Yeah, it definitely does. And, you know, just, you know, being around film and watching people, you know, talking to people who make films, I couldn't help notice how creative you were with the different angles and ways you came in. Was that something very planned out, or did you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm really glad that you, you know, mention it, and I'm glad that's how it comes off, because my DP and I did a lot of work. I'll tell you what I didn't want for this, like a lot of films, you know, that are sort of low budget, sort of have that sort of roving camera or that sort of moving camera. And I knew that I wanted my movie to be very composed, and I really wanted to. So then it just sort of, the onus became on my DP, Gareth Taylor, who's fantastic and wonderful collaborator, to come up with, well, now let's find out every single way we can shoot this, every single way we can shoot them on the bench to make it seem, you know, new and different. And what is it, what's happening in their relationship now that maybe could inform this shot?
So, that's awesome.
You know, sometimes it can work, and, you know.
Yeah, that is so great, because it just puts a feeling, you know, I notice like sometimes you're behind them, sometimes you're in front of them. It really, I mean, picking one location, I just think for a student out there or somebody who wants to make a film like this, it's actually an amazing challenge just to get you into the characters. Like you said, you can use your cinematography to reflect how they're feeling. And I really liked that. Did you want to set in one location for budget constraints?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I mean, it was really a matter of the whole thing was sort of written with this idea that it would be this. I mean, I knew it was going to be a small budget, so I really wrote something that I considered makeable, and so that was doable. That was, you know, that. And then I thought about these opportunities that we would have to leave the bench might be maybe stories they could tell. Well, maybe if their story's a little more involved, then maybe that's an opportunity for us to. And then I had this idea that I would use mixed media. I'd have animation or Super 8 or whatever it is, you know, sort of tell these other stories from their lives.
Yeah, I think it's great. And when you're at the park bench location, was weather a concern, or the seasons changing? How did you work around that? And was your shooting schedule shorter because of one location? It's actually just fascinating to me. I think that you did such a great job. And so I have all these questions
thank you
about
so much.
Yeah, just production. Well, yeah,
really, the one way you can keep a budget down, right, is to have a shorter production schedule. I mean, really, that's basically it. So we had 7 days. That was it. And then pick up days for the flashback sequences.
Amazing.
I'm sorry?
That's just amazing that you shot a whole feature in 7 days.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. But so it really required us, my costume wardrobe person and my DP and I, to really be to have our pre-planning really, really set so that we could cheat what we were trying to suggest, which was the weather sort of starts out in let's say early February, you know, when a semester starts at college, and it's going to go through June. So we really had to cheat. We cheated with the camera lenses that we used, the times we shot. We would shoot what was colder earlier in the morning. We put them in jackets, and their wardrobe would change. And so slowly we would, you know, change that and make it warmer. It would get warmer. Put the camera, the lighting, as well as the wardrobe and everything, you know. So we sort of cheated this to make it look like it was happening over a semester.
That is so cool. And so I guess the actors had to do quite a bit of pages a day if they're doing if you have 7 shooting days. How did they manage with that, you know, heavy load of dialogue?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they were amazing. I mean, Walter and Nicole are just fantastic and all pro and totally game, you know? They just totally came on as really being game, which was just fantastic. So they were prepared, and they did, you know, it's funny because I thought, oh, I know, I'll make a movie on a park bench and I'll get 2 terrific actors and I'll throw them on a park bench and then off we go. It's going to be, but it was so much, so not easy. But one thing was, you know, having them that every time they met was a different day was really a lot of work. So we really had to run, you know, it was back to makeup and back to wardrobe and back to doing her hair and, you know, and then, you know, moving the camera and stuff. So, but in that time they really developed a lovely rapport and relationship. So they would run their lines and, you know, they would, you know, make sure they were prepared. So they would come prepared, then they'd do a little more, and then they were ready. You know, they really they just did a fantastic job.
How hard was it to find someone with chemistry, you know, because they really carry the whole movie? Was your casting process tough, or can you talk about a little bit about how you...
It was interesting. I mean, I had a wonderful casting director, Amy Renee Morris, and she just, basically, every time you see somebody, you're like, can they carry a movie? Can they carry a movie? You know, but then, I don't know, I just, I just really loved both of them. They just exuded this very natural warmth, so I just really knew that they were, you know, just going to be terrific together. And we did have a rehearsal, by the way, which was good.
Yeah, that's great. And how long did it, I want to talk more about the writing process, how long did it take you to write, and did you rewrite on set, or was it the script very tight by the time you got to shooting? It sounds like the shooting was very intense with all the, you know, things that you had to put in place.
I didn't rewrite on set really hardly at all. The only thing I had to do was, there were scenes I had to cut, and but then I would just sort of cut them out whole, pretty much. So I think that helped. But in terms of writing, I guess, how long did it take? I had the idea and you know, sort of started taking notes about it, and wrote, you know, I guess it was from starting the core concept to being ready to shoot was probably 8 months, I guess.
Wow.
That's a long time, right? Or is that not a long time?
Well, it sounds about right to rewrite and all the outlining.
I'm in a writer's group, you know, so I would share it with them and get feedback, and that was really helpful. And I knew this was unconventional in terms of the way a screenwriting structure goes, and, you know, where's my point of attack and where's my midplay, you know, exactly what are those moments? They're just it's, you know, slightly different in the way the story goes, but on the other hand, they exist. They still exist there. So, so I guess I, it was more sort of formulating, this, how I wanted to, what stories I wanted to talk about, how would that inform their relationship? What do they study in literature classes in college that, that would be telling or revealing? So that's what I sort of wanted to find before, and then they sort of move on to really sharing what their own stories and stuff. So.
And so this is your first feature that you've written, directed?
Yes, that's correct.
And
yes.
Did you... just want to know about your strategy, you know, of, you know, becoming a writer director. Is this something that you said, okay, I need to do something that I can make cheap and quickly, so that you can do other projects, or is this the type of movie that you would like to do in the future? Just curious about, you know, how to help people, how to break in. Is this a great way to do it? I mean, I'm totally inspired. I want to write a movie that I could shoot in 7 days. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wanted to, I mean, you're absolutely right. I wanted to make something that was makeable. I wanted to do something that's makeable, and I had enough, I have made shorts in the past, and I sort of had I had faith that if I could put two characters that were interesting together and have them talk about things, you know, while they slowly sort of started to have feelings for each other, I thought that would be interesting, you know? So I hoped that it would be. So, yeah, I really made this with the idea that I had made these short films. I had, you know, I'd been to film school and wanted to be really wanted to be a filmmaker. And I work, you know, I've done a lot of work as, you know, in promos and shooting commercials and, you know, everything. But what I really wanted to do is make feature films. So I thought, I'm going to make one.
It's awesome. I'm so happy for you. And what do you want to do next? Do you have another feature that you've written, or one that you're working on?
I do have one, and I'm sort of, I'm still putting a lot of, there's still a lot going into it, but it's, you know, I sort of like, I think I found my sensibility, I think. So I think I might end up with something that has sort of a, but not a romance. I have a sort of fish out of water tale. And it will have more than one location.
Yeah, well, I mean.
So, bigger, you know, bigger, more everything. But I think in sense of the way that I write, that sort of way people relate to each other, I think that's real. I hope so anyway. I think that people talk around their feelings. They don't really talk at them. I think people tease each other. I think people, you know, I think that's how people relate to each other. So. That I continue to use in my story.
What was your budget on the film?
Oh gosh, it's crazy if I tell you. I never know if it's a good thing to tell you or not. But gosh, the budget was $25,000.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! Are you kidding? That's so awesome.
So I don't know. I don't want to cheapen the project. I got a lot of people really chipped in. That's the thing. I got a lot of post help. I'm married to my composer, you know, so I got a lot of things. But I shot the shooting in 7 days is really, that's the only way you can keep a budget. I paid everybody a little something. And then SAG, of course, I totally became a SAG signatory. Everything was done by, you know, as a SAG.
Right. Well, yeah, I think the budget shows the amount of work you did to keep it down, to get it made. I mean, that's amazing. It's congratulations. It's just a feat in filmmaking. And, you know, the movie's so cute, too. It's just, what are you doing now? Are you going to festivals with it or how?
Yeah, I've gone to quite a few festivals and we've won, five of them, which has been really
cute.
Really nice. And we went, so I got to hit some major, I'll be honest, it's not, I didn't go to Sundance or anything, but I got to go to festivals in New York and Chicago and Toronto, and it played in Mexico, and it's been really, really thrilling, and a lot of fun. And then it's been a thrill to have to win some. And actually, my actress Nicole won Best Actress at a festival in New York, so that was a thrill too.
Great,
yeah. So it's been great, really great.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Excited to see your
you
next
too.
Project, and we'll talk again, I hope, soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.